Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2025. The Hoosiers put on a show of complete and utter domination on Monday, sweeping the doubleheader over Michigan State by a combined score of 32-4, concluding a series sweep as well. Hoosier hitters were relentless, and pitchers kept throwing strikes. Corbin Dickerson now leads the Big Ten in RBIs, and Caleb Koski collected 6 RBIs in his first ever collegiate start. The media met with Dickerson, Koski, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the series finale.
It was one of the best days, if not the best day I've seen in Indiana in my 7 years here. Just a really complete performance all the way around. You know, we filled it up for the zone up on the mound, threw strikes the whole day, executed continuously, and advantage counts for us on the mound. Played good defense, took care of the ball. I thought our catching was excellent. I really challenged our catchers before the game today. We've been one of the best throwing teams behind the plate the last couple of years, and we've struggled this year with that. I really challenged those guys. I work with that group, so it's a personal deal. I know that it sounds monotonous and tedious to talk about approaches, but it's a very defined system that we operate. And it works when we follow it, and it doesn't when we don't, like anything else. We followed it incredibly well the last 2 days. Really challenged those guys. But you could just see the extension of at-bats all day. We didn't swing out of zone. We didn't have weak contact, in early in counts. We had great two-strike approaches. I think the whole weekend we took 2 fastballs in painted for strike 3. And that's it, and that happens. But you can't be fearful of that pitch and then leave out over the plate. I thought our bats were professional all weekend, up and down the lineup. It's how when we recruited this team, it's how we envisioned us being able to play. I really could not be more pleased. Now you have to go do it again, right? You're never satisfied, never. But you have to go do it again. But for today, it was about as good as we could play.
How do you get this team to go do that again? How do you get this to be the norm?
Well, last week we went and played basketball in Assembly Hall, so maybe that's what we should do, is just go play some hoops. And the reality is, like, you got to see it, and you got to get up off the mat. We talked about it. You get hit in the mouth against some really good teams, and you just got to get back up. And once you see it, go back through the hoop. And I know we talk about confidence is kind of BS. Like, you have to believe you can do something from the work. But once you see it and once you do it, and then that becomes the expectation again. And so you just have to hold that line. You have to hold that standard. And once you get a team to really believe and have great confidence in it and know what's capable. And at the same time, when the team understands what the vision of the coach is and you're able to put them together, now it becomes much easier for everybody accountable. And when somebody's off plan, it becomes really apparent. It becomes very well known. Now the team's like, what are we doing here? And when you've got a bunch of guys that are holding the line there, it's not just the coach is the bad guy. It's you're off plan. You got to get back on plan. So I think that helps a lot too, is you got to have the group hold the expectation, hold each other accountable. Inner accountability from a team is the most important aspect of a good group. And today you could just see everybody on the same page and click in, and it's pretty awesome.
After 2 tough series losses to UCLA and USC, it felt like this was kind of the series that you guys needed to take and was one that was going to help jumpstart, especially with an easier second half for you guys.
Yeah.
What would you say you want to take from this series and take to some of the easier opponents and less West Coast teams that you want to tell your team going in?
Well, and everybody's good, right? Everyone's good. But what you see is, and this, we've talked about this, the pitchability, the competitiveness of some of those West Coast teams, they just play the whole game. And when you get used to being, you're just hardened by that. So you played UCLA, USC, and Louisville. Those are your 7 previous games. And so they can all throw 3 pitches for a strike. They up and down the lineup, they're all physical offensively. They take care of the ball. So you just get used to playing in that way. That becomes the standard of it. And so we play Ball State tomorrow, and I think Illinois this coming weekend. And so as you go into the next one, it's just, hey, that's the standard in which you have to play all the time. And if you'll do that, you're going to have success. But it also helps to have played them, and it makes you better. That's why those programs are going to make the Big Ten so much better. It's such a good thing for our league to have those guys come in and to make us all better. get your butt kicked a little bit, then you'll learn how to play like that, and then you're better as you move forward. So, you know, they're all good. Everyone's good. Everyone's capable. You know, Michigan State goes to Penn State and wins a series on the road, and so they're a good team. Illinois swept Maryland this weekend. They're going to be a good team. They're all good. But what we learned is that we are better than we think sometimes. I think that's a big deal. We are a better team than we've shown. We are a better team than maybe we thought we were. And when you go through hard times and you get back up off the mat and you compete and you follow a good plan, and all of a sudden you realize that you can compete to that level too. I think that's probably the lesson that you take.
What went behind going to play basketball? Is it just a team bonding thing or just trying to get guys?
I wanted to see some good jump shots. You know, sometimes you got to change the channel. You know, it's like you're stuck on channel 6 and sometimes you just got to click to channel 8. And you know, we talked about it. You go in and you look at the banners and you play a little basketball. We talked before the series started. You know, how many of your parents or your family members grew up watching Indiana basketball? And they raised their hand and you ask them, what did they appreciate? What did they enjoy about watching those teams? It's like, well, they were so much fun. They played hard. They played great defense. They were a team. They were fundamental. It's like, that's what people have come to know about Indiana sports. That's what they expect of us. That's the level that we have to play at together as a team. And then we went and played and you know, just take a day away from baseball and do something else that's fun. And I think you just kind of change the feel of things a little bit. And I think at the same time, the remembrance of like what this place means to the community, what this place means to everyone that's invested into it. I think those lessons are always a really good thing and kind of change your mindset a little bit. And it is good to have fun. It is good to have fun and get out there and realize we are playing a game. And as serious as it is a game and it's meant to be enjoyed.
You think back to last year, you guys kind of got punched in the mouth. You talk about getting back off the mat. You guys were able to do that last year. Do you think having that experience from a year ago is going to help you this time around as you try to do the same thing?
Yeah, undoubtedly, showing it year after year, our ability to respond. And, you know, there's two pieces to it. One is the upperclassmen have been here before. I thought Devin played his best weekend of baseball. Tyler Cerny played incredible baseball. I mean, he was just outstanding. But we also started 5 freshmen, and they don't know any different. They don't know. All they know is what they've experienced. And when you just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them, it's like you get back up, you respond. That's what we do. And so that's all they know as well. So you got one group that's been there before and one group that's too young to know anything different, and they just go where they're told to go. And so the combination of those, yes, tough things happen. I wish they didn't, but they do. And you have, it's all about what you do after that. And it does. It helps the last couple of years of the ability to respond and get back up. And then also, there's also part of like youthful ignorance. It's like, I don't know any different. The coach says we're going to be fine, so we'll be fine. And they just keep going. And man, oh man, those freshmen, they played awesome today. I was really, really happy for them, especially Koski. Caleb Koski, what a day, man. He came in as a pitcher, and all pitchers think they can hit, just like all hitters think they can pitch. And we recruited him as a pitcher. And he said, I want to hit when I come in. And I said, you know, no problem. We'll give you a crack at it. And within a couple of weeks, he made me a believer. And so just keep watching him learn and grow. And, you know, finally we get him a spot start and he takes it and runs with it. Look at Will Moore's growth. Oh, my gosh. Cooper and all those guys. So, yeah, part of it is just not knowing any different. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to stop. We're not going to roll over. We're not going to quit. We're going to persevere and push through this. And eventually you just get through it.
Grant Holderfield ran into a little bit of trouble in his inning. He looked like he switched off-speed pitches and was able to get out of that.
You are always on the money. You're exactly right. He went to the backdoor slider, and we kind of laughed about it in the dugout, and we kind of asked, like, where did that come from? I think TJ called it, and he landed it, and then he kept landing it and got out of trouble with it. He was kind of cutting the changeup a little bit, and so it wasn't playing back in. Again, he's an adult. He's been there. And so you got to be adjustable. Nobody feels sorry for you when you're out there and it's not going your way. You got to find a way to get out of it. So, okay, TJ, great job. You know, he and Coach Klein are working and communicating. Calls a backdoor slider. He lands it. Okay, let's lean on that. You get through the inning and then you move on. But, yeah, you're exactly right. It's like you had a microphone in the dugout. That's exactly what happened. We just he wasn't landing the changeup. And so we made an adjustment mid-inning, like an adult does, and executed it and got out of it. He didn't allow the inning to get big and feel sorry for himself and it's not going my way. It's like, figure it out. He was awesome. And kudos to TJ for working, communicating. Don't give up. Don't pout. Don't hang your head. Don't sulk. It's like, just figure it out. You're back there. You're watching the game. Let's do something else. Good job.
When you play such a complete weekend like this, you know, it's easy maybe for confidence to start spreading through the locker room a little bit. But how do you keep these guys kind of locked in to come out here and play another game tomorrow?
You put your foot right up somebody's backside, and you keep – frankly, you just keep going. It's like there's ball players and there's prospects, right? And if you're a good enough ball player for a long enough time, then you make yourself into a prospect. But when you become a prospect, then all of a sudden you forget how to play the game. And then you're not nearly the player that you once were. And so you got to keep them in a mindset of you had success because you were a ball player and you thought the game, you competed the game and you were tough with two strikes and you took a hit by pitch and you executed pitches and you made adjustments on the mound like Grant did. And so there's no place for prospects. I hope they all play Major League Baseball. But prospects aren't worth the plug nickel. You got to be a ball player. And so you just tell them every day, it's the same thing, it's the same thing, it's the same thing. And hopefully that just becomes the embodiment of your group. And so that's what we'll do. We'll wake up tomorrow, had a 1-minute post-game speech. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow and the same thing this weekend. And you just got to keep working and keep pushing them. And they'll respond. Then they have success and they realize that's what they have to do every day. But they did a really good job of that. But you're right. You can get loose. You can get... You can assume you're just gonna carry runs over, and you have to go back and do the same level of work and the same competitiveness that leads to success, and you just have to keep pushing.
A lot of great things from you guys today. Let's start with you had a phenomenal catch, a diving catch out there in center field. Just kind of tell us how you did that and what you were thinking.
Got a good jump on it. Super locked in on every pitch in the outfield. I always preach that. I think it's important to be ready for every single pitch. So got a good jump and made a good catch.
Corbin, I think it was 7 hits today at the plate between the two games. When you're locked in like that, what's your mindset at the plate?
Attack early. Typically find more success attacking pitches early in the counts. Pitchers are trying to get ahead early, so I'm attacking early.
Now lead the Big Ten in RBIs. What do you really accredit that to?
A lot of hard work we put in the offseason. We really changed my swing a lot. Not changed a lot. We made a lot of good adjustments to the swing. The power's always been there, but the adjustments that were made in the fall have shown in the production this year. Caleb, you just talking to Coach Mercer earlier, he mentioned that you came as a pitcher, but you wanted to start swinging. When you get a spot start like this, how do you stay mentally prepared going through the season as a freshman and not getting as much run and staying ready for a moment like this?
Yeah, it's all in the preparation, day in, day out. I like to work my butt off in the cages and just wait for that opportunity that I got today. And I'm just glad I could help the guys win today. And I mean, our pitchers really picked it up, and we just had a great, great all around weekend.
Okay, when you stepped up the plate, were you thinking grand slam?
No, I was just trying to hit the ball hard somewhere, and kind of just close my eyes and swing. I couldn't even tell you what pitch was coming, and luckily it went over the fifth wall.
Coach Mercer told us that Jake Hanley's experience as a pitcher helps him think that way at the plate. Does your experience on the mound help you in the box as well?
Yeah, 100%. It just gives me a better idea of what could possibly be coming. There's also a competitive side to it that helps a lot when you get in the box. I mean, it's just it's nice to have both sides of the ball.
Corbin, Coach said that this is one of the best weekends you guys have had of the season. Do you think that way too?
I do. I think the freshmen have stepped up a lot this year in general, but this weekend too. Cassie got to start today, and Hogan's been in the lineup more, and those guys have been producing, so I think that the freshmen have stepped up a lot. This is a huge weekend for us.
Corbin, Coach mentioned you guys went to Assembly Hall to play basketball. How necessary was that to just change the market?
It was good. It was great. I mean, part of the issue, I think, was a lack of camaraderie between the guys a little bit. I think even just going to play basketball with you guys and being competitive in a different way really helped us put a smile on our face, not come out here practicing the same thing we practice every day. Change it up a little bit, have fun with the team.
Yeah. Anyone's jump shot stick out?
Henry Brummel, actually. Henry Brummel had a pretty good jumper on him.
Is Brummel the best?
Cerny.
He scored 1,000 points.
Cerny scored 1,000.
Brummel's legit.
Yeah. Caleb, being a two-way player, how do you balance your time on the mound and your time in the box to make sure you're putting your best foot forward in both sections?
That's something we got to figure out a little bit this fall. But we really got the balance out. I got to come in a little bit earlier sometimes to get my throwing in or hitting. So it's just it was a learning curve for us at first, and we're starting to get it figured out, and we're starting to have run with it.
Corbin, in some of the past games, the team has done well in half the game and not well in the other half. How did you guys keep your foot on the gas the entire weekend?
Sticking to the plan. I think sometimes when the offense gets a big jump early, it's really easy to veer away from our plan at the plate. Guys take ABs off, pitches off, and I think today there were zero pitches taken on, zero at bats taken off, everybody was locked in, 1-9. Same on the defensive side, same on the bullpen, so I think that's what we saw today from us.
Indiana concludes their 9-game homestand on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. against Ball State. See you at the BART.